Proclamation number 7881, dated the April 28th, 1961. Taking notice of God's plan of salvation. The fact that I reveal my plan of salvation to you should make you realize the significance of the time you live in. The knowledge I convey to you in all clarity is intended to give you an insight into my reign and activity. It explains to you the purpose of your earthly life, the meaning and purpose of creation. This knowledge is so momentous and extensive that it could not humanly be offered to you. Such knowledge can only be imparted to you through the working of my spirit. The light I transmit to Earth can shine exceedingly brightly and dispel the darkness if you humans are receptive to it. If you allow yourselves to be impressed by it as soon as I address you. And the reason why I transmit this extraordinary knowledge is because you are approaching the end. If you have been informed of my plan of salvation, you'll also understand that one period of salvation comes and must come to an end. For then you will only look at everything from the point of view that the fallen spirits must be given every opportunity to start the path of return to me. Be it the human being or the spiritual substances which are still bound in the creations which, in their fundamental substance, emerged from me as a being and shall also return to the Father's house as a being again. Since you know my eternal plan of salvation, you'll also know about the infinitely long process of development which the fallen spirits have to travel in order to ascend again. In that case, you will also mercifully consider those who have not yet reached the stage of a human being and which suffer in their constraints because they originally came forth from me as a free spirit. And you will also know that it is due to the human being's free will if he fails during his earthly life, and that this free will therefore creates his own fate, that his life on earth is unwarranted if he makes no use of his embodiment as a human being. Hence you can understand that this spiritual being forfeits its own earthly life and that the diminution of one period of salvation is merely an act of love on my part, who also wants to help the advancement of those spiritual substances who long for their final form so as to be able to release themselves for good by taking the final path across earth as a human being. And I inform you humans of my plan of salvation in the last days as a special grace because it will make it easier for you to believe in an end once you have correctly recognized the correlations. For even if 1,000 years are like a day before me, the last day which has been determined for eternity will nevertheless arrive sooner or later. And then I will separate the sheep from the goats. And those who are and remain faithful to me will be saved. None of those need be afraid when the earth begins to tremble, for their life will be guaranteed for all eternity. Therefore, understand my words correctly and don't doubt me in my word, which comes to you from above announcing an end to you and which will fulfill itself because it is the truth. Those who take notice of my revelations should really find it easy to believe since you are aware of all the correlations. For I have revealed my plan of salvation to you, you have received extraordinary knowledge to enlighten you, so that you will be able to believe. You cannot persuade me not to carry out my plan of salvation, you cannot delay the day of the end because it has been predetermined for eternity. But every one of you can belong to those to whom I have promised my protection if they remain faithful to me. You can belong to the few righteous people whom my arm will protect, whom I will lift away from earth when the hour has come which signifies the end for all creations on, in and above the earth. For my might is great, my love is infinite and applies to all as yet unredeemed spiritual beings. And my wisdom truly knows when the time is right for a necessary change if the higher development is to continue in accordance with my eternal order. And my love, wisdom and might will constantly be at work when it concerns the return of all fallen spirits who shall come home into my fatherly house. Amen.